Friday may not be what it used to be. Melissa Brady, Fox News. An estimated 166 million Americans are expected to shop today through Cyber Monday, and the National Retail Federation says 7 out of 10 will shop tomorrow, the traditional kickoff to the holiday shopping season. But elevated prices for household goods and household costs, including food, rent, and gas, are taking a toll. Louisiana mom Amber Bergeron telling Fox News.
With inflation, toys have gone up, you know, everything that we would usually get for our kids for Christmas, that's gone up. And my kids aren't going to understand that there's a whole lot less under the Christmas tree.
Some shoppers trading down to cheaper items and less expensive stores. And even though some big Black Friday discounts are happening, analysts say many items will still cost more than last year because of inflation. The White House hoping to avoid a rail strike over the holidays after 4 of 12 unions rejected the tentative deal announced in September. The Biden administration remains involved.
My team has been in touch with all the parties rooms with the parties.
But President Biden telling reporters he's not directly engaged yet as talks continue. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce calling for Congress to intervene.
Certainly, if it comes to the point where they don't reach an agreement, then Congress must step in.
New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis also says a strike would affect much more than holiday gifts. The main sticking points for some of the unions are quality of life issues, including paid sick time. The president calling again for an assault weapons ban.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
Adding he'll try again to make progress before the new Congress arrives in January. Speaking to reporters at a firehouse on Nantucket where the first family is spending Thanksgiving. Earlier, the president and the first lady making phone calls to U.S. service members. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The holiday season comes with beefed up patrols to fight violent crime on the New York City subways.
With the city so packed for the holidays and traffic often at a standstill, going underground is the fastest way to navigate the grid. But as we've seen in recent months, the subway has become increasingly more dangerous. On Thanksgiving, there have been thousands more on the streets, but with the NYPD releasing information on two recent subway crimes, an attempted kidnapping and an attempted rape, some are growing even more concerned about how the get from point A to point B.
Fox's Laura Ingle. The NYPD has extra officers on duty for the holidays, along with more members of the Counterterrorism Bureau. New York's mayor and the state's governor recently announced plans to address transit crime, though the mayor has also somewhat downplayed the issue as a perception problem. The UK dealing with strikes in several industries, including the first teacher strike in Scotland in four decades.
Professors at universities in parts of the country are also striking. Industrial action threatened by nurses is set to be the first nationwide strike in over 100 years, though it's not clear how much of the country it will affect. The Royal Mail is striking today and tomorrow, Black Friday, and has set a number of dates for December. And railroad strikes are coming too, two in the middle of December, two early next year. All of this causing great anger and anxiety among both workers and shoppers ahead of the holiday season.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Turkey trots getting back up to speed after COVID disruptions, including the one today in Cleveland.
The pandemic changed our lives in a big way. And in 2020 and in 2021, they had about half of the participants. So they're used to about 10,000 runners. And this year, they're back to those pre-pandemic numbers. There are about 7,500 people here running.
Fox Weather's Mitty Hicks. The second of three Thanksgiving football games underway. Giants and Cowboys. Earlier, the Bills beat the Lions. Tonight, it's the Patriots and the Vikings. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.